You're listening to Dr. Tony Nader, the podcast, dedicated to exploring the full potential of human physiology and mind, with focus on ancient and modern techniques of self-development. Spend some time with Dr. Nader, who is leading the way in the science of consciousness, and begin your journey to better understanding the relationship of mind and body, consciousness, and physiology right now. In this episode, Dr. Nader presents his keynote address at the Global Spirituality Mahotsav event, hosted by the Indian Ministry of Culture and the Kana Shanti Vanam. This event was themed Inner Peace to World Peace and featured spiritual leaders from all faiths and beliefs, including the Honorable President and Vice President of India.
Thank you very much, Priyanka Chandraji. I now call upon Maharaja Dr. Tony Nader, globally recognized Vedic scholar, as Maharishi Mahesh Yogi's successor. Dr. Nader is head of the International Transcendental Meditation Organizations in over 100 countries. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Maharaja Dr. Tony Nader.
Holy and honorable spiritual leaders, honored guests and assembly participants, our gratitude to India as a whole for the eternal knowledge and wisdom that it offers to the world, our gratitude to the government of India, the Ministry of Culture, and Daji for convening this great assembly. This most auspicious assembly is unified by its acknowledgement of the existence of an aspect of reality which is not material. All spiritual leaders highlight and emphasize the importance of attending to an aspect of life which is beyond matter and even beyond physical energy, a reality which is transcendental to surface sensory perception. The relationship between the physical and non-physical has for millenniums inspired great debates in philosophy and religion, and recently also in science. There are physicalists on one extreme, who propose that there is nothing spiritual, that consciousness and awareness are not real, but the illusory byproducts, epiphenomena of the physical activity of the human nervous system. At best, physicalists see consciousness as a conundrum. They often call it a hard problem, because mechanical objective reality cannot lead to subjective personal experiences. There are dualists who propose that reality is made out of two aspects, one objective, material, and one subjective, non-material. The questions that arise in dualist points of view relate to how these two fundamentally different entities, one natural, obeying strict laws, and the other seemingly supernatural, how these two interact and influence each other. Explanations resorting to supernatural powers are seen by scientists with skepticism. Scientists shy away from justifications that do not conform to objective laws. The Advaita Vedantic perspective, as brought to light by Shankara, Swami Vivekananda, and emphasized more recently by His Holiness Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, presents consciousness as primary. Not only primary, but all that there is. All being is consciousness, and it is consciousness that appears as becoming. All that is and all that becomes is consciousness. This is Advaita Vedanta. We propose that this Vedic perspective solves all the problems and conundrums of philosophy and science. On one hand, there is no hard problem of consciousness, since consciousness is all there is. Consciousness is also natural, at the same time, immanent and transcendental. Indeed, what appears as supernatural is due to ignorance of more fundamental laws of nature. If one was to pretend 200 years ago that it is possible for two people to talk to each other and see each other across long distances, this would have been considered magical and supernatural. Today, we know with video conferencing, it is natural for everyone to do it across the globe and beyond. The past 100 years of scientific research revealed, for example, that correlation and action at a distance and faster than the speed of light is a reality, as demonstrated by the phenomenon of entanglement. Being in many places at the same time is now understood as a natural phenomenon described by wave functions on the quantum mechanical level. Uncertainty and randomness in the behavior of elementary particles open the possibility of freedom even within the constraints of strict deterministic laws. These and other discoveries in modern science baffle scientists who describe them as weird or spooky. Most significantly, they beg for answers and explanations, which can only come from a fundamental shift of paradigm from materialist, physicalist perspectives to consciousness-based Vedantic worldview. When examined carefully, consciousness is the one thing we can be 100% sure about, particularly in the constantly changing physical aspects of manifestation. The logic for consciousness-based Vedantic worldview is nevertheless not based only on theoretical considerations. I have had the joy and chance to work with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi on the relationship between Veda as expression of consciousness and the material world as expressed in our human physiology. And I have discovered under his guidance that Veda is a blueprint of our body, that the Vedic sounds, the Vedic shlokas, the Vedic sutras and suktas are actually organized as a perfect science that is replicated in actually our human physiology. This is an indication of how experience in consciousness through Vedic cognition actually is the experience of the laws of nature as they manifest in our body and in the universe. So Veda is a blueprint of creation. It's the architectural design that creates and maintains the entire universe in perfect order. Hundreds of scientific research studies on technologies of consciousness, particularly Maharishi's transcendental meditation programs, have shown profound effects in transforming individual and social life with improvements in mind, health, as well as social, national, and international relations, with reduction in conflict, demonstrating how permanent world peace can be created. Just as the coherence of an individual's consciousness determines their behavior, so the coherence of the collective consciousness of many individuals influences social behavior. Practice of the Transcendental Meditation Program and the Transcendental Meditation Siddhi Program, brought to light by His Holiness Maharishi Mahesh Yogi from the Vedic tradition, produces a powerful influence of coherence in both individual and collective consciousness, reducing both individual and social stress. Most significantly, to achieve world peace, it is not necessary for all individuals everywhere to devote themselves to developing their inner peace. There is a shortcut. It is called the Maharishi effect. The Maharishi effect is the positive result when 1% of a population practices the transcendental meditation technique, or the square root of 1% of a population practices the advanced TM and TM Siddhi programs together in one place. It is characterized by significant improvements in societal trends, decreasing negative factors such as crime, accidents, hospital admissions, and indicators of conflict and violence, including war deaths, and increasing positive economic and social tendencies. The usual methods of crime prevention, such as policing and corrections, and of conflict resolution, such as military presence and diplomacy, have shown only temporary and minimal results. They rest on coercion or negotiation, while the underlying problems of high stress levels with limited consciousness and narrow awareness remain limited. This reduced vision and creativity manifest as economic and social turmoil. These cannot be resolved by force and compromise. A worldview that considers physicality and material possessions as primary and all there is will always lead to conflict, opportunism with short-term, narrow, and limited perspectives. Leaders who aim to administer societies effectively turn to science for guidance. Besides the hundreds of scientific research of benefits of TM, today there are 116 scientific papers documenting the Maharishi effect. Of these, 54 empirical studies were published in peer-reviewed scholarly journals, and their effectiveness has been demonstrated worldwide. These studies have been conducted by different organizations, not necessarily our own, and the Maharishi effect has been shown to be scaled from small towns to states to ethnic diversity in nations and to the whole world. And today we have also studies that show transformation in brain coherence, in physiology, in the genetics of the physiology when these people practice the programs together. How does this work? There are 20 theoretical papers on the Maharishi effect. In short, the Maharishi effect is a field phenomenon operating in the consciousness field of the unified field level of natural law. For populations surpassing 8 billion, like the world population, 10,000 people would be enough to create the Maharishi effect and accelerate progress toward world peace. There is a book which is called Consciousness is All There Is, that will be published in a few months, that is Vedantic book that explains Veda and its effects and Vedantic reality and how we can understand it in terms of the meaning of life, being and becoming, inner and outer peace, freedom and determinism, and many other aspects of life. We look forward to seeing this great assembly lead to great decisions and actions from this land of the Veda, Veda Bhumi Bharat, as Vishva Guru on the most spiritual level, offering and implementing Vedic technologies of consciousness as a perfect science for happiness, health, prosperity, and world peace. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into Dr. Tony Nader, the podcast. And if you're interested in learning more from Dr. Nader, please follow him on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.